Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of March the 8th through the 12th. We have a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats, and welcome to this week's news. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Lexi. This Thursday are spring pictures for elementary through 5th grade.
Bethlehem's prom will be Saturday, April 6th.
The middle school masquerade ball is the 11th from 6 to 9.
On April 12th, the Easter Bunny will be here to take pictures.
Bethlehem's club day is April 17th.
Field day for 2nd through 5th grade will be April 26th.
The final payment for senior ads is April 30th.
SCCLA competitions will be April 11th through the 14th.
The FFA tractor driving competition is the 19th. Progress reports come out on the 24th.
Middle school girls interested in playing volleyball need to see Ms. Matthews during 6th period, April 9th.
Senior baby pics are due April 24th.
And now for the weather.
Friday, April the 5th. Thunderstorms likely with a high of 80 and a low of 63. Saturday, April the 6th. A strand of showers or thunderstorms is possible with a high of 82 and a low of 63. Sunday, April the 7th, cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day with a high of 84 and a low of 65. Monday, April the 8th, scattered showers or thunderstorms with a high of 78 and a low of 62.
That's the news for this week, Wildcats. Please tune in next week.
Wildcats, and welcome back to
Funky Factoids
with Alex, Haley, and Faith. And today our facts are about birds.
There are around 10,000 different species of birds worldwide. That's a lot of birds.
That is a lot of birds.
That's
a lot of
bees.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
The ostrich is the largest bird in the world. It also lays the largest eggs and has the fastest maximum running speed of 97 kilometers per hour.
Ostriches are so scary.
They are scary.
Imagine
they're hot.
Imagine them running at you.
Oh my gosh. Imagine running away from that thing. Where are they from, actually?
Instead of ew, I guess you could say emu.
Hey. Hey, where are they at?
So dumb. I'm sorry.
It's funny.
Where are they from?
Australia, I think.
No.
Did you know that birds have hollow bones which help them fly?
Wow, that explains it.
That does explain it.
Love birds.
Okay, some bird species are intelligent enough to create and use tools.
Whoa. That explains how they build nests.
That really?
Oh! Yes!
Did you know that the chicken is the most common species of bird found in the world? I mean, most likely we eat them all the time.
I don't either,
but like most humans do. Don't you agree, Alex?
Are you talking about chicken?
Yes.
We were just talking about chicken.
I know this, right? We eat KFC all the time.
Ew, no.
Ew.
Live bird.
Yeah.
What's wrong with chicken?
Kiwis are endangered flightless birds that live in New Zealand. They lay the largest eggs relative to their body size of any bird in the entire world.
Oh, kiwis can't fly, right? Or did you just say that?
Yeah, they're flightless.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I knew that because I seen a short film about a kiwi bird one time. Mm-hmm. It was really sad. It was about how he wanted to fly.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really sad, though. It died.
Documentaries to get them every time. Hummingbirds can fly backwards because their wings can rotate 360 degrees.
I wonder how they can do that, though, like, for real.
That would hurt. I like me doing my arms like that, 360 degrees. I can't even do it with my right arm.
Yes, you can. 360 degrees is all the way around. Right? A
360? Yeah. Did you know the bee hummingbird is the smallest living bird in the world with a length of just 5 centimeters and 2 inches?
That's tiny. Like, for real? That's a... Did you know that we are all out of facts today, folks? Tune in next week for
Funky Factoids.
You can also find all of this interesting information at sciencekids.com.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. but some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, it's Emmanuel and
Alex here
with our segment, A Voyage Through History. Now let's get this voyage back on the path with April 8th, 1913, the 17th Amendment, which requires senators to be elected by direct popular vote, is ratified. 1952, President Truman orders the seizure of the nation's steel mills to avert a strike, an act later ruled illegal by the Supreme Court.
April 9, 1865, Robert E. Lee surrenders his Confederate Army to Ulysses S. Grant. 1939, black singer Marian Anderson performs for 75,000 people at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. after her concert at Constitution Hall is canceled because of her race.
April 10, 1849, Walter Hunt of New York City patents the safety pin. 1925, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald is published.
April 11th, 1947, Jackie Robinson becomes the first black baseball player in the major leagues when he plays an exhibition game as a Brooklyn Dodger. 1951, President Truman relieves General Douglas MacArthur of command for publicly criticizing his Korean War policy.
April 12th, 1861, the Civil War begins at Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. 1934, the strongest wind gust on record, 231 miles per hour, hits Mount Washington, New Hampshire.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information from the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T. Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into our voyage through history. But sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time.
Hello, this is Faith here, and I'll be starting this new segment called Fresh Perspective, where I'll be reading short essays. Today, I will be reading The Beauty of Spring, written by yours truly. Let's get started. The earth wears a dress of green and layers of colorful flowers as a crown when she comes back to life in the freshness of spring. In this new beginning, the trees once again regain their lost leaves in this infinite cycle of life that we call spring. The birds now sing as the silence of winter ends and earth brings us the colors of a new year. Our hungry eyes take in what we have missed over the cold, hard winter. The cool breeze invites us outside to see the budding of flowers and the cool, sweet smell of the outside world that is now new. Flowers spread their sweet smell that surround us with peaceful thoughts after the chaotic time that we call the holidays. The peace that spring can bring us is undeniably the best thing we can ever experience in our mortal lives. The trees feast our eyes with the beauty of nature, yet we fail to appreciate it in its natural form. We fail to notice the feast of beauty that the earth lays down for us each year, and we pass by it without a care in the world because of a phone in our hands. Take time away from your phone and look at the world around you. But don't just look. See the world and notice the beauty. Thank you for tuning in to Fresh Perspective. Have a great day.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And we're here to bring you the top 10 things to do after prom.
Coming in at number 10, we have swimming.
Swimming has been one of America's favorite traditions when it comes to being around water, especially for kids and even adults sometimes. Everyone loves to swim.
Coming in at number 9, we have pizza party.
Pizza party is pretty self-explanatory. You have yourself a party, and you put yourself some pizza in the party, and you have a pizza party.
Coming in at number 8, we have the beach.
The beach is one of the most relaxing places to visit. You can swim, build sandcastles. The fact that you can do so much stuff at the beach is one of the things that makes it fun.
At number 7, we have going to an arcade.
Arcades have been enjoyed by kids throughout the generations. The only thing that really changes with arcades over time is the games themselves.
Coming in at number 6, we have laser tag.
Laser tag is often played with two teams playing against each other and allows players to play through Star Wars or Star Trek type scenarios in real life.
Coming in at number 5, we have going to the movies.
Seeing a new popular movie is always one of the best things to do with your friends and will be especially fun on prom night.
Coming in at number 4, we have going skating.
Skating is pretty fun once you get the hang of it. You can do ice skating, roller skating, rollerblading, which is actually pretty much the same thing as ice skating. But it's a lot of fun.
At number 3, we have going mini golfing.
Mini golfing is a surefire way to have some fun, and it's actually a lot easier than regular golf, so you can see why many people enjoy it. And I actually happen to be a master of mini golf.
At number 2, we have going bowling.
Bowling is a classic thing to do after prom. Many people do it, and it's pretty fun to do.
And at number 1, we have going out to eat.
Let's be honest, eating food is one of everybody's favorite things to do, and doing it after prom just makes it that much more fun. All right, everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Lexi.
And that is our top 10 things to do after prom. All right, everyone, that's going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.